I'm Mimi Rosenberg with Ken Nash, and we're working extra hard to build bridges. Hundreds of thousands take to the street, readying their slingshots for the challenge to SCOTUS's misogynist, patriarchal decision that allows politicians to ban abortions in states across the country, forcing countless women and girls, transgender men and boys, and non-binary people to remain pregnant and have children against their will. Our bodies, our choice, we lace up our sneakers and head off to the first of what will be a series of rallies to change the course of history yet again. Off to Union Square, our bodies, our choice.
Not the church, not the state, women must decide their fate. Not the church, not the state, women must decide their fate.
Based unjust laws will not be obeyed. I'm with the Mobilization for Reproductive Justice, which is a national mobilization led by radical women. And we're here today with our sister organization, the Freedom Socialist Party, to say that we will not depend voting for Democrats. We will not depend on being polite. We will not depend being nice. We are here to say that we reject the decision by the Supreme Court on Dobbs, and we will fight. Woo! Fight until we win back not only the right to abortion, but full reproductive justice. Because the Dobbs decision is an attack not only on women's right to abortion, but it is an attack on trans bodies, on queer bodies, on all people's bodily autonomy. As a queer and genderqueer person of color, this decision directly affects me, and I am willing to put my body on the line, and I know there are a lot of you out here too who are willing. The Mobilization for Reproductive Justice nationally is doing street actions in which we are saying, you raise the stakes, we raise the stakes. And so we're going to be doing a street action. We're happy to be working here today with Rise Up for Abortion Rights, and we're so happy to see all of you here today. Feminists! Woo! Feminists, LGBTQ plus activists, disability rights activists, people of color, civil rights activists, unionists, and leftists of all backgrounds, socialists, communists, anarchists, this is a time we must all be working together.
Hi, everyone. I'm here from RiseUpForAbortion.org. We, and many others, we think that this is an We need to take to the streets. We need to make the federal government interfere with this decision for the masses of people. We need the legalization of abortion all over the country through many of people marching to the streets, taking to the streets, posting all over social media. We need to do something, and we need to do it now.
Not the church, not the state. Women must decide their fate. Not the church, not the state. Women must decide their fate. Women must decide their fate.
A few weeks ago, six women ran out onto the court of the WNBA game with New York Liberty and the Minnesota Lynx to demand overturn Roe. Hell no! To demand abortion on demand and without apology. And people in the fans stood up and gave them a standing ovation for daring to go out on that court. This went all over the country. Sports Illustrated, the Daily Mail in London, all reported on this. This was part of getting this out all across the country that people got to stand up. So I want to give a shout out to Rachel, who I'm about to introduce, and all the other women who put it on the line to run out on that basketball court. Here's Rachel.
My name is Rachel. How are you doing? Yes, it was terrifying, but sometimes if something is is scary and makes your heart beat fast, it means you absolutely have to do it. Like how all of you are here today and show the Supreme Court that we mean business. I tell myself if me and my boyfriend, whatever, we got pregnant, I would probably have the kid, you know? But how dare I tell somebody else what they would do with their body? Do you know what I'm saying? How dare I? How does anybody tell someone else what to do with their body if they're not financially able, if they're not capable to have a safe pregnancy, if they're not ready? And there's a separation of church and state in this country for a reason, and somehow that line has gotten very blurred these past few years. We are out here reminding people that there is a separation of church and state, and forced pregnancy is female enslavement, okay? It is. For abortion rights, for abortion rights, rise up! Yes, you're amazing, you're amazing.
One more speaker and then we are taking to the streets! I'm really nervous because I don't like public speaking, but I have a message for Brett Kavanaugh and Justice Alito and Amy Coney Barrett and all the other justices for us. I was born into this world the same way you were. This is my world too. This is my country. This is my body. And it is not your property. You do not have the right to strip me of my basic human rights. Your religious beliefs are not more important than my life. Your opinions do not outweigh my future or my children's future. I am so angry, and I know that so many of my friends and so many of my sisters are terrified, and they are too scared to come out and say something, and we do not deserve to live in terror. For we were all born into the same world. This is all of our countries. These are all of our bodies, and they do not have the right to strip us of our own bodies. They are our bodies. They are not yours. We're gonna march now.
We say no. Say no.
We are on the march and head with siblings from Union Square to join up with yet another one of the numerous rallies that were all over the state, this one in Washington Square Park. Here we go.
I
do not
consent.
Is your fight intersectional? to do clinic escorting. You can also aid and abet abortion by helping us send abortion pills to those who need it in other states. Thank you.
Black lives that matter here.
Black lives that matter here.
All right, next we're up, we're gonna hear from some comrades from Warriors in the Garden. This Supreme Court is turning back the clock to a dangerous era where basic constitutional rights only exist for a select few. Decades of work from our predecessors is being washed away. Roe v. Wade, safe and legal abortions, New York State's concealed carry law, affecting other states with the same gun restrictions, Miranda rights, all in the past 2 days. We know what we have to do. As women, non-binary, and birthing people, we've seen this before, and we know it is possible to secure our rights. We will have to work hard. There will be days when we are overwhelmed. There will be days when we are victorious. We must never give up. A study from Duke University published in December 2021 suggested that a complete abortion ban could increase Black maternal mortality by 33%. Black women, non-binary, and birthing people are 3 times more likely to die as a result of pregnancy compared to white women. The new laws SCOTUS put in place are attacking communities of color. We've never been safe in this country. We should not be expected to digest the maltreatment of our people. If you are still in disbelief of how far these oppressive systems can go, wake up. It is far from the beginning. My body, my business.
My body, my business.
My body, my business. My body, my business. Exactly.
We have never accepted restrictions on our bodies and our choices. This country needs to be rebuilt. This country is not safe. We have never remained silent when these systems have proven to continuously fail us. We will fight until they leave our bodies and rights alone. Push forward together toward a better future for generations to come.
We're just gonna hear from a couple more badass speakers, and then we will be marching. No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
My name is Nupal Kiazolu. I'm 22 years old, and I'm an activist and organizer. I stand here today, terrified and heartbroken at the fact that my rights as a birthing person are under attack, and people that look like me. I am not deterred, and I will fight like hell. In a country that claims to be pro-choice, inanimate objects that harm people, such as guns, have more rights. Shame! Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
Shame!
And it is a shame. If this country was so pro-life, why are Black and brown bodies being murdered by the police every single day? Was so pro-life. Why are Black trans women dying at alarming rates and no one seems to care enough? This country is not pro-life. It is pro-white supremacy. It is pro-capitalism. It is up to us to make a decision on what side of history we want to be on. One will not be silent. We will not be silenced. We have the tools right in front of us. Us. We have the power. The people united will never be divided. This is specifically for the white people. What side of history will you align yourself with? Will you align yourself with liberation? Or will you align yourself with white supremacy? You have a responsibility to redistribute that generational wealth, that power, and privilege to ensure an equitable present and future for generations to come. So we know what we have to do. This is a very important chant that we all need right now to keep our spirits up. And it's called the Asada chant. It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and protect each other.
We must love and protect each other.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom. Next up, we're going to have Jimena Vergara, a comrade from Left Voice, who is from Mexico, who's going to talk a little bit about the struggle that is international for liberation.
My name is Jimena. I was born and raised in Mexico City. I am the daughter of a campesino father from the southern Mexican state of Guerrero and a Chilanga mother from Mexico City. I'm a revolutionary socialist, immigrant, and UPS worker. I had an illegal abortion in Mexico City when I was 17 years old. I'm happy to report that due to the massive feminist movement in Mexico, after years of the struggle, they won the federal decriminalization of abortion. In Mexico and in the United States, we urgently need, though, a national law that makes abortion access free, safe, and accessible to all. Today, the Supreme Court and the GOP have declared war on us with the repeal of Roe v. Wade. They are not content with taking away our right to an abortion. They want to go for more. They have already been at war with our trans siblings, passing terrible bills to deny their rights in dozens of states. We have not fought back hard enough yet, but that ends today. Today, the federal right to an abortion was overturned, but abortion was never a full right in this country. The Democrats told us it would eventually become law. Well, that was clearly a lie. And now, with a stroke of a pen, an absolutely anti-democratic Supreme Court has decided that people are not entitled to abortion. They want us to forget that Biden supported the Hyde Amendment. The Democrats are not our friends in this fight. Our friends are the workers at Starbucks, at Apple, at Amazon, at Chipotle, at Trader Joe's, who are fighting Jeff Bezos and other billionaires to unionize. Our friends in this fight are the Black, Latino, Palestinian, and immigrant communities all over New York. And all over who are organizing in their neighborhoods for affordable housing, against police brutality, and so much more. No more of them using our rights and our dreams for their own electoral gain. We want a mass movement, independent of the Democratic Party, made up of unions, workers who are not unionized, community organizations, students, feminists, and everyone who feels a sense of rage and this attack on our bodily autonomy. If we don't get it,
shut it down!
We have already gone through the Black Lives Matter together that made us unified against racism and police brutality and take to the streets. And now, from the depths of the unorganized labor movement, a new generation is showing the way to get new unions and fight for our rights as workers, but also for these new organizations to fight for the rights of the oppressed. We must form a mass movement like the Green Way that flooded Argentina, Colombia, and Mexico. Let the energy flood our streets as well. Free abortion, on demand, que sea ley. I believe that together we must build a renewed, combative socialist feminism formed by workers and oppressed people. Thus, we invite everyone to join a new socialist feminist organization called Bread and Roses that will fight tooth and nail against capitalism, for feminism, and the rights of all oppressed people. We join our international group, Bani Rosas, a network that includes Argentina, Chile, Bolivia, Uruguay, Costa Rica, Mexico, Brazil, France, and Germany, and the Spanish state. I'm wondering, how many more rights do the capitalists and their politicians have to take away from us until we realize that we need a working class party in order to fight the imperialist state? We must break the shackles the Democrats imposed on us. We must fight for abortion rights and against this whole system that oppresses us with our methods and our demands. We fight for socialists, and the task of building this future begins now. Thank you.
All black women. I would love to call into the space Kim, Black Women's March. Show some love.
I've heard a lot of people say they cannot believe what has taken place. They cannot believe the decision that has been made. And to those people, I say, how long have you been asleep? There is absolutely no reason why you should expect anything different from the United States. This is who America has always been. And until we step up and decide to be the change, this is who America will always be. Into an era in American history where women will have to travel for hundreds of miles to seek free and safe abortions. If you are a woman, if you are a person who has money, this will be easy for you. If you live in the Deep South and you need to get to New York, you can hop on a flight. The daughters of these men who sat there and made this decision can travel to New York or LA and get their abortion. But if you are a poor woman, if you are a woman of color, we know the women who will be disproportionately arrested and imprisoned for trying to have an abortion. going to ask you a question that, what are you willing to lose? What are you willing to sacrifice? There are thousands and thousands and thousands of you in this park today. Next week, you will not be here. Next month, you will not be here. You are going to forget. You are going to get comfortable because you live in a state where your rights are protected. What about the women in the Deep South? If you hold any privilege, it is your right, but it is also your duty to fight like hell for those who cannot fight for themselves. If you think this is something fun that you're going to do in the summer of 2022, you are sadly mistaken. We are in the middle of war. And next on the chopping block is the right for same-sex couples to marry. So if you think that this is a fad or something cool for you to come out and do and post on social media, you can go home right now. The civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s lasted more than a decade, and then it had ebbs and flows, and then there was the movement in the 70s, and then in the 90s, and then in 2020. If you think this ends here, you are sadly mistaken. Are you ready to fight? Are you ready to fight? No justice,
no peace.
No justice,
no peace.
You're listening to Building Bridges with Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg, and we are ready to fight. They say get back, we say fight back. That's what Building Bridges is about. We educate, agitate, and organize to empower we, the people, our bodies, our choice,